Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the Care of Self-Consciousness. This is Danielle. I would like to thank you for joining us today. On the Care of Self-Consciousness, we use the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. More information on the Clearing Statement can be found at www.theclearingstatement.com. Today's topic will be potency, or how to truly be the potent bitch you truly be. We are still waiting for Lori to get on the line. There she is. I'm going to unmute her now. Hi, Lori. You should be unmuted.
Good.
There we
morning.
Are.
The potent
Good
bitch
morning.
We truly be. Good. I
yes.
love that.
Yes, me too.
So, Danielle, how does this sound? Is there any echo in the background?
I don't hear one. How do I sound? I'm on the
you
highway.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing's going by right now, so.
Well,
I'm not on the highway. I should correct myself. I'm not in danger, everyone.
Cool. So the potent bitch we truly be. Cool.
Yes. I
so
guess we
you
should
were,
start with a little bit of an introduction to why we chose this topic.
Exactly.
Yesterday I had a moment, an intense moment. A few weeks ago we did the fraud patrol process on the show, and I don't know, from something that happened a few weeks ago too, I thought that that meant it was going to drag up crazy shit in my world and I was just going to get very intense. So I went into a murderous rage yesterday, which after I got my way with the thing that brought up the murderous rage, I realized that I wasn't actually angry. I was intensely potent in that moment, and I used that intense quote-unquote rage, which was actually, I misappropriated my potency for rage. You're making a lot of noise.
Okay, thanks.
And after realizing that it was rage, it brought up this topic, and I wanted to explore what potency actually is. I know that rage has been this anger sometimes, like when I intensely want to change something, like I really get mad in a work situation, a relationship situation, anger really, really comes up. And a lot of us, it's not actually anger in some of those situations. It's actually our potency coming up so that we can use that energy to blast through whatever we're having a problem with, change what we're unhappy about, just change something too. I mean, it's a huge factor in our creation and our ability to create change. So everywhere you have misappropriated rage, anger, and fury everywhere you have misappropriated your potency as anger, rage, or fury, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and
yes.
wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And I have a ton of potency is actually a pretty big topic in Access Consciousness. So I have quite a few processes for us today. But when you feel angry, go ahead.
I was going to say, before we jump into it, let's talk a little bit more about it. Because I think this is a
kind
really
of bumbly.
Foreign. That's all right. It seems very foreign to me. In other words, what I hear you saying about potency is it's an energy. If everything is energy, and we have started, we've been told by this society that you don't be angry, or that anger is not a good energy, if you put it that way, then it breaks up the whole structure to say, oh, when you're feeling a huge surge of anger, rage, fury, you can use it, even if it is anger, pure anger, you can change it to say, no, I'm not using this as destructive, I'm going to use this as creative. And you can direct the energy or be in communion.
Okay, three things came up for me in what you were saying.
Cool.
So everywhere we have judged anger as a badness, goodness, a badness, wrongness, or as either of those things, destroy and uncreate it all. And everywhere we've judged being on the lighter side of things as the rightness and goodness of things, will we destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And what else came up in that? You were talking about also everywhere we've judged destruction as a wrongness, bad or badness, will we destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds, because it's the destruction of the flower that brings upon the fruit. And so, and everything that just brought up, destroy and uncreate it all.
Mm-hmm.
So if to destroy something, sometimes we, like, we need to destroy our bad relationship so that we can go out there and find a good relationship, or we need to destroy our bad job. And I'm just using the word badness because that's what most people will understand, to go find something better for us. And again, that's a judgy word, but so everything that's bringing up, destroy and uncreate it all, right?
Mm-hmm.
All good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And again, everywhere you have judged destruction or destroying something as a wrongness, please destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's all that came up for me in what you were saying.
Well, that was awesome, though. And also, I want to point out in this framework, we're looking, when we're saying destroy and uncreate, we're talking about destroying and uncreating all our points of view, all our considerations, everywhere. At one point, I see this as our reference points, such as one time in your life you fell down and scraped your knee. So from then on, you're afraid to fall down. Or you had a bad experience with looking at a map and you got lost. So therefore, you're never going to use a map again. Or I was, maybe that is bad, right, wrong, but nine shorts. And I had this experience yesterday. I was buying a car, and it's really amazing how people go into references of, oh, well, so and so had this really horrible experience with a car. Oh, that's how these cars are. There's a generalization, and there's all these people are using information from the past, the references, like, oh, my dad hated this car. Oh, you know, my dad doesn't do well with business, so therefore I don't either. Ooh, everything that is, would you like to destroy and uncreate? I'm willing to destroy and uncreate that.
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And we're using, what we're destroying and uncreating is the energetics that are wrapped up in the quantum entanglements of our belief systems, our point of view, that only allows us to see the same. When you're in judgment, you don't have the ability to see a whole new perspective. So when all these people were referring to the cars, there was no allowance for what's really going on with that particular car in that particular time, and no allowance of question, and like, is this car really going to create more for me? Is it going to be a contribution to me? Is it going to expand my life? Is it going to make it lighter? Or is this car going to be a pain in the ass and not and be contractive in my life? That's how I'm starting to play with these questions, like, oh, is this really going to be the most contribution? Is this going to expand my life? Or if I buy this car, is it going to contract and be, you know, make my life hell? And when I got that heaviness, it was like, oh, it's not going to work. Even though I really wanted the car, it was like, oh, it's not going to work out. And sure enough, it fell apart in a heartbeat. So that's what we're talking about as far as destroying and uncreating your points of view. So let's get back to our destroying and uncreating, where we've misaligned and misappropriated what a potency is, what this energy, like any, when this huge energy that we're a little afraid of, or that like, oh, no, we shouldn't be angry. What if that's totally opposite? We're misaligned, as Daniel was saying, and that's what we can tap into our future to create something even more magnificent than we could ever have conceived. Okay, so there you go. Go for it,
okay.
Darlene. What do
so
you know?
So when you feel angry, you want to go, what potency is this that I'm not acknowledging? And everything that brings up and everywhere that doesn't allow you to know, be, or perceive your potency, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong,
yes.
Good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And what have you made so vital about never living from the choice of infinite possibility that keeps you from the power and potency of a totally different reality for all eternity? And everything that doesn't allow you to know, be, or perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And what bastardization of infinite being and infinite potency are you using to create the abuse, belittlement, and destruction of you are you using? And everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. What bastardization of infinite being and infinite potency? Yeah, I'm doing it again right now. What bastardization of infinite being and infinite potency are you using to create the abuse, belittlement, and destruction of you are you choosing? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Wow. Yeah, I couldn't even hear you say that, but I knew it was potent.
Yeah, I actually started doing it again because you breathed funny, or you, like, sighed.
Yep.
Everything you've misidentified and misapplied your potency that it isn't, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So, to really be, I have some notes that I want to talk on, like, intimacy on this topic, and, like, it's really self-intimacy to know, like, that your anger isn't anger. I mean, and to become aware of that. I mean, I've been doing Access for, I think it's 5 or 6 years now. I can't remember if I started in 2010 or 2011, and that's irrelevant. But this is, and potency, anger's potency was actually presented to me in the first Access class I ever did, which was Ending Judgment. And we had an exercise where we were supposed to go into rage and then use that to change whatever in our lives we couldn't change. And I actually remember the first, like, 4 times I did the exercise, I just burst into tears because, like, I brought up such anger that I didn't know what to do with it beyond that. So yesterday when we were speaking, Lori, we talked about, like, when we start feeling intensity to step into it. And most of us are taught, like, when you start feeling intensely angry, like, run from it, hide from it, don't be it, shove that anger down and make it into cancer somewhere in your body. So when you start feeling this potency and this anger,
everything you just said, where that's so right. We're not like, don't be angry, whatever you do, and don't. And it's a reaction, but what if we could use that as a, how can we play with this to change, everything that I've brought up, I'm willing to destroy and uncreate, times of godzillion, good, bad, right, wrong, pot on my choice, boys, beyond, and I'm, what would it take to create and use that potency in a whole different reality, you know, how can that be used to create something greater than it ever considered? Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, so everywhere we've aligned and agreed with anger as wrongness in this reality, will we destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds, and then everything that isn't allow us into our intense potency, will we destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And
everywhere we're terrified of our intense potency. Whew.
Yes. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And I'm actually feeling that we need to blast through some of this. So some 1-2-3-4s of the to change. So some 1-2-3s actually. So 1-2 to change this. 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, and then some 1-2-3-4s to blast, because something was implanted in us to make this so that we could never like change anything essentially, because this. There is systems out there that want to keep us small and impotent and, you know, not able to change anything. So all of that, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, and I really don't like doing 1-2-3-4s in front of my computer and or 5 in front of my computer and cell phone. So protect all technological items from, and all of the algorithms that we're bringing up right now of keeping us from the 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5, 5-5-5. Okay.
Cool. Whew, that's better, huh? Man.
That's spaced me out.
Yeah.
So this is a good one for what I was going into yesterday, because I was in a murderous rage, or it felt like a murderous rage. So if you ever go into that, for those of you who have had your potency increasing and you feel like you want to kill and you feel like you need to turn it down because you're going to scare people and hurt them, and everywhere you made it wrong rather than just broadbanding it, which will be a gentleness of energy and an invitation to different possibility, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Well, yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And when you're not able to be totally present here with your body and your potency, ask who, what, where, when, why, and how am I being? And destroy and uncreate all that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Yes.
And everything you've done from causal reality to eliminate stepping into the space of potency that would allow you to create change dynamically, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Wow, that
okay,
was great.
So,
can you do that one again?
Everything you've done from causal reality to eliminate stepping into the space and potency, no, the space of the potency that would allow you to create change dynamically, will you destroy and uncreate it all, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. When you're able to actually step into the intensity and intensify the intensity, there, feeling the intensity at first, is there's a discomfort to it because you're being so much space. And really, we're taught to be density and in this reality. But the space can be very uncomfortable sometimes because it's not something we've learned to deal with or be. So, and everywhere you're unwilling to be the intense discomfort of space, will you destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond? And everything that doesn't allow you to step into that space and intensify it, will you destroy and uncreate all of that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds? And last night we were talking about this, and I actually realized, like, the intensity went away from me, and I actually realized that just as we were saying, to step into the intensity and intensify it, that I had already done it. And it wasn't something I needed to cognitively figure out how to do. I just had to be it and receive it and step into it and not worry about it. And, I mean, are you somebody, and I'm talking to our listeners, somebody who can do things that fast and you don't have to, like, a lot of this consciousness stuff, quote-unquote, is about just being it. And it's not a doing sometimes. It's just let it happen, let it be. And everywhere you're unable to step outside of your mind of everywhere you're unable to step out of your mind and out of the doing universe, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And this is something I have a bit of trouble with myself. I think if I just be something, it's just going to fucking happen. But there is a doing element, too, to consciousness. So don't just think you can sit back on your ass and things are just going to come to you. I mean, that happens, too. I mean, it's amazing some of the stuff that's stepped into my life, but there is a doing element as well. So what do I have to be or do today go ahead.
I was going to say, what came up for me was the, it's not a suffering. What if you didn't have to suffer your doing? Everyone was bought into doing as a suffering, you know, like a hardship. It's so hard to be embodied. It's so hard to get anything done. That's the piece. That's like everywhere I bought into that doing is this incredible walking in cement hardship and struggle and necessity and obligation, and everywhere I've bought into everyone else's point of view around that, that's where I'm going to return to sender. 1, 2, 3. And everywhere I bought into that hardness of reality and doing, I'm willing to destroy and uncreate all those points of views, all those solidities, everywhere I've made it like cement soup. I destroy and uncreate it all. Time's a godzillion. Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, pot, online, to its boys and beyond. Okay?
Okay. In order to maintain a conflict of any sort, how much do you put up your barriers? How much do you deny yourself the power and potency of intimacy in that moment? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you destroy it and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And how many barriers have we put up to ourselves to deny ourselves some of our most basic emotions and powers? How much barriers do you have against you? And will you be willing to drop those barriers and have all of you and everything that doesn't allow that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond? And if you're not willing to have all of you right now, would you be willing to have 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%? And whenever it starts getting heavier, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And keep asking yourself, how much of me am I willing to have? And destroying the barriers that are keeping you from all of you.
That's nice. So I've got heavy at 20%. So I'm not, so all the barriers. Oh, thank you, Danielle. That was great. So all the barriers and all the points of view, I'm ready to drop to create more. 20%. Oh yeah, cool. 20, 30, 40, 50. Yep, that's awesome. Thank you, everyone. So what would you be willing
destroy
to
and create all of,
what would your life look like? Yeah. All the barriers.
Right and wrong, good and bad,
all the lies. Because they're all just lies. Anything that's keeping you from yourself is a lie that you've made significant.
Or it belongs to somebody else. Does it? Is that, yes?
Yeah.
Or so everywhere, all the other points of views you've taken on from somebody else to keep you from all of you, will you destroy and uncreate all of those? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And what if you truly being you, and this is a Dr. Dane question, but what if you truly being you was the gift and the change the world needed right now? And everything that doesn't allow you to be nor perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. What bastardization of infinite potency are you using to create yourself? On the shagability scale, are you choosing? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. I don't know why I picked that one out, but it kind of lit up for me on the screen when I was looking through processes. And what bastardization of shagability. We're all awesome, powery, and British today. What bastardization of infinite voice and power and potency are you using to create the meek, mild, mannered pretense of being are you choosing? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. We still have 5 minutes left.
Cool.
I think we covered the discomfort of space. Yeah, we did.
A little
bit. We got that good.
Yeah.
I'm so spacey. I'm a nice space right now where I'm not uncomfortable. This feels nice and fluffy and like a really good mattress. Yep. A really, really good mattress.
Cool. Nice. That's awesome. I think, you know, that we just covered a ton.
Yeah, we did. We did. We cleared a lot of shit. A lot of shit.
Gosh. You know what? I think, Danielle, that's the first time I've really gotten into the potency of being 50% of yourself. I mean, and really, like, feeling it, really being it. That's so cool.
That's
really cool.
That is cool. I'm glad I brought you there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we're kind of spaced out enough. We do have 4 minutes left. I can be found in the Traverse City area or on my website, www.danielleclaudia. No, there's not two dots. Let me start over. I'm sorry. www.danielleclaudia.com. And Lori can be found in the Denver area, and I'll let you say your website because I always stumble over it.
Yeah, I'm at the Denver area, and I'm can be found at 303-319-6362 is my telephone number. And I am at www.living-in-magic.com.
Yay.
So if anyone wants a session, and Danielle is an incredible facilitator. If anything's going on or if there's any loved ones in your life who is struggling with different issues, perhaps alcoholism, depression, is on their last leg, call Danielle. She's an incredible facilitator, and I myself would be happy to help any of your loved ones. So find us. Look us up. How can we contribute to you and your family?
I'm also intensely passionate about helping you find a way to a happier, more joyous, hedonistic lifestyle. And
exactly.
Talking you out of not talking you out of, but like helping you through alcohol and depression are great, but also just helping you find ways to live your life more joyously. Get a hold of me. Totally.
And there you go. Yeah. If you're looking for more joy, then there you go. That's what just popped. But also I love that. If you're looking for, to create and expand more joy in your life, Danielle's your girl.
She totally is.
Yep.
So thank you for joining us
that.
In the future.
Okay. We'll talk to you later.
Talk to y'all later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.